And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
Indeed, it is Laura Lee Nye. Woo! We have a very mutual fan club in here today. We've got Marnie Yule, we've got Alex, and we've got Phil. And we're going to tell you more about them in a little bit. But right now, what are you all doing out there? We've got people Christmas shopping. A turkey basting? No, it's too early to baste the turkey.
I think they're thawing their turkeys.
Okay,
or at least
thawing,
you should be.
Thawing the turkeys. Okay. We just know that you're busy out there, and those that are listening in the car, be extra vigilant, be safe. We want you around to tune in next week. We're going to be talking about upcoming events. Marnie's going to be telling us all about the Electric Light Parade, and Alex and Phil are going to tell us about the gorgeous Civic Center about to be lit up and just everything that it takes to make that happen. And probably we'll talk a little bit in the very beginning about the gala that we had for our retiring mayor, Harvey Skoog. That was emotional, folks. Mm-hmm. It was emotional. Happy. It was emotional. Oh, my gosh, how many kids does he have? It was emotional fun, and we'll just talk a little bit about that. But most of all, we're glad you're listening. And, Marnie, what do you want to kick in before we go off?
It's time for us to be thankful and our blessings as we look to this Thursday and Thanksgiving. So, like I said, we should be thawing our turkeys, and I know everybody's shopping for their fixins for their dinners. Mm-hmm. But again, it's the time to remember how special family and friends are.
Guys, you can throw in a word. Who wants to go first? Alex?
Sure. You know, I totally agree, Marnie. I'm right there with you. All my family's getting together, and they're cooking their, well, not cooking yet, but yeah, they are thawing their Christmas, I mean, their Thanksgiving, you know, turkeys, and I actually bought me a prime rib.
Oh, yum.
Yeah. I went to Costco and bought me a prime rib, and I'm going to go ahead and get it based like the Texas Roadhouse. I kind of like that.
Yum.
And so, you know, I'm going to cut that up. That's going to be all mine. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to share it with my family. But, no, I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving. I always have.
I've made the boo-boo of not buying it yet. So I'll be doing that soon, probably today.
Pretty darn soon, Phil. Come on.
It'll be fresh.
Yeah, see? Never frozen.
Yeah, did anybody ever have a fresh turkey?
Yeah.
Yes.
Listen, you really can tell the difference.
Yeah. I went back to the frozen ones.
They're a little less trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we don't know what you're serving out there. Some of us are, like Alex said, we don't do just turkey. So I just want you to be safe, and people that deep fry your turkeys, oh, please be careful. Every year the fire department puts out instructions and warnings. Has anybody noticed that?
Yes.
About using a deep fryer for a turkey. And I have to tell this story. I was a guest elsewhere, and of course in Arizona we can be outside. The next door neighbor actually started a fire and burnt the fence between, you know, the guests where I was. And we had to take all our stuff inside. Oh. We had to back up. So ever since then, I've been thinking, I'm going to always tell people that you really have to know what you're doing if you deep fry your turkey. Mm-hmm. Because it's a scary thing if you're not really well informed.
Yeah, the turkey accounts for part of the volume when you put it in. Yeah. You can't top it off.
No, you can't.
Yeah, according to the fire department, that's the major cause for tragedies is you put too much of whatever cooking oil, mm-hmm. and then when you put the turkey in, poof.
And remember, oil and water don't mix. So you got a frozen bird, and somebody chucks a frozen bird in, and boom.
Actually, I gotta say, I did fry a couple turkeys, and the first time I ever did it, I overfilled it.
Yes,
and
it's easy to do.
It went everywhere.
Yeah.
And I kind of stood back, let it all just pop. Luckily, I got it on concrete. So
there you go.
I would suggest, you know, putting your fryer on concrete if you can mm-hmm. do anything like that, because then.
Great tip.
You can always clean that off, you know, with a little concrete cleaner. But.
Well, everything you didn't want to know about how to save for Thanksgiving, we just finished. So we're just going to take a break now, and you're listening to Talk the Town Prescott Valley on KQNA, and that is 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, also 95.5 FM, and worldwide at KQNA.com. You better believe we will be.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
So what do you have planned for the second Saturday of every month? That's right, the second Saturday of every month. Well, get out your calendar and mark down smoked St. Louis ribs at Prescott Brewing Company. Served all day, all night, a nice stack of ribs, surrounded by house-made cowboy beans, coleslaw, and a green chili cheddar cornbread muffin. Roxanne here. Did I say second Saturday of every month? Smoked barbecue St. Louis ribs for only $16.99. Right here at Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott.
With eyes as unique as yours, you need options. At Nationwide Vision, we've been Arizona's eye care professionals for over 30 years and can help you find the perfect eyeglasses to fit your vision needs. You can get two pairs of eyeglasses for just $99.99, including no-line bifocals, now also serving Arizona in select JCPenney locations. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com to schedule your appointment today. Nationwide Vision. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Thanksgiving has always been a special time for the Barrett family. As we gather around our table, we reflect on how grateful we are for the opportunity to have served Yavapai County for almost 60 years. Your business has allowed us to help others in our community, including the Breast Care Center, 4-H, local veterans groups, and more. And remember, for staying warm, drying your clothes, and yes, even roasting your Thanksgiving turkey, count on the Barretts, just as families have for three generations. You have our name on it. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
Hello, everyone. We hope you're still with us. And we just really have a lot to talk about today. The first thing I want to do is I want to thank everybody who participated in the gala that we held for Harvey Skook. We really... Some of us had a tough time. I was one of the speakers, and I couldn't even finish what I planned.
No, you were. I got that hard time holding it together.
I got that lump because when I turned and looked at him, he wasn't smiling. He looked sad, and it was so hard. But all the sponsors, all the guests, and Marnie, what do you want to share for your impression of that event?
You know, it was a very, very special evening and such a classy, but again, very simple event, even though it felt like probably the planning committee thought they were over the top. But so like Mayor Skook, who's just a gentle, kind leader, and that the evening reflected that. From everyone who spoke to the special recognitions he was given and the thank yous. And then, of course, we all know what a family man he is. And for us to be able to meet so many members of his family, it was just a very personal evening that I thought was truly honored him.
Thank you for using that word because we thought it was important for it to be personal, not stiff, you know, not formal. Because that's not our Harvey.
No. And you did a great job.
What was your impression, Alex? Was there any point in the evening that you especially enjoyed?
Well, I got to be honest with you. I was thinking of a different gala.
Oh, you were?
Yes, I was.
You were thinking of the Centennial Gala?
Yes.
Oh.
And no, I did not participate in Harvey's gala, but I did see some pictures and all his kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had 80 kids.
The
family members?
It was stageful.
Well,
my goodness. What
is interesting, Sanford was just sharing with us before we came on the air that, of course, he was our MC, and I want you to know what a great job he did out there, everyone. Mm-hmm. He totally understood the tone of what we were going for. Well, at one point, we wanted to get a picture with his family. And like Sanford was teasing, I was afraid the stage was going to collapse because we couldn't get them all on the stage. And
I was young to old. I mean, it was just special.
What I saw was amazing.
Yes.
I mean, with the, you know, with how everything went, you know, with the mayor and his kids and then yourself, Marnie, and, you know, all the council people and so forth. I know it had been a great time.
Well,
as also a sad time for
bittersweet.
Yes. Bittersweet.
Bittersweet.
Yes.
You know, we're all happy for him. And I just saw him. He stopped by the office the other day. We're in, as we'll talk about a little bit later, planning the Holiday Festival of Lights and our activities for November 30th. But he used to just pop in and, you know, run something by me or chat. And I'm going to miss that about him because it was just always just casual conversation, but always, what are we doing and working better for the community? It's great, great team we have.
I was asked just a couple of days ago, actually on Friday, to do a council chat with Harvey. Just us. I cannot get all choked up on that one. I've got to really get my act together.
Well, and you said yourself that evening, Laurelie, that you and Mayor Skook have a special friendship and relationship due to all your years of serving and traveling to so many different meetings and conferences. So you have those moments in the car that you talk and you get to really know somebody. So again, you're a little more intimately have that relationship that many don't have, but which makes it then a little bit even more difficult for you.
We literally have traveled all over this state together. Well, Marnie, before I do get choked up, let's go right on and tell me how the turkey, what is it, the flying high
turkey drive yesterday. You know, every year I feel that we're so blessed in our community. What a giving community we have. And, well, to be honest, at 6 o'clock, there were no turkeys left in fries. And for anybody shopping, I apologize for that. He got a new load in today. But so roundabout numbers was 1,000, about almost 1,050 turkeys. That's birds in hand, a few hams, some prime rib roasts, 4,000 pounds of food.
Woo!
And we were talking about that and thinking that that's probably the most And I'd have to go back, but I think that's probably the most food we have ever received. Cans and potatoes. We had one family who would not give us their name, would not take pictures, donated, I think it was like 90 turkeys and about 10 grocery carts full of groceries. And it was stuffing and eggs and pies and you name it. It was the whole gamut of what your pantry may need on a daily basis. And then little over, we were spending the cash as it was given to us. We'd go in and buy turkeys. Hence, that's why they ran out. But checks and donations of over $1,100. So, again, a wonderful evening. Our partners. We did go up 104 feet.
I saw the picture.
In the brand new ladder truck, Captain Nick Vernier.
And Matt was Mr. Turkey.
And Matt Zercher is our turkey. You know, and I've never, a grown man having the best time spending 6 hours in a turkey suit, but he was the most photographed person at the event. Kids were taking pictures, but then we had McGruff there, and we had buckets, and our police department, so many partners that came out and spent the whole day with us.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Well, we have to thank our citizens. We have to thank, you know, because turkeys are wonderful, but they need the dressing. They need the potatoes. They need all of
that. Absolutely. So because of that, so many people now will have Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes.
And so we say thank you.
And that just shows the great community we have here.
We do.
Marnie.
Absolutely.
And the great people we have.
Okay. I've got to say, you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide at KQNA.com. Yes, we'll be back.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Olson's Bucks. Olson's Bucks? What in the world are Olson's Bucks? Well, every time you shop at any one of our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, or Clarkdale through November, you'll qualify to pick up some Olson's Bucks. Save them up, and you'll be able to bid on some really nice items at our auctions in early December, just in time for Christmas. Auctions will be held on Wednesday, December 5th for the Prescott area, and December 6th in Clarkdale and Flagstaff. See your favorite Olson's store for details. Every year for the past 32 years, we have brought Santa and pets together for Christmas pictures, no matter whether they've been naughty or nice. Pictures with Santa are a tradition here at Olson's, and this year we've got Two Shots Photography taking the pictures. You just pick one of several backgrounds, and they'll work hard to get just the right pose, and you can be included if you want. $5 from every package will be donated to local animal charities. Santa will be sliding down the chimney and waiting for you at the following Olson's: Prescott on Saturday, December 1st, Chino Saturday, December 8th, and Dewey on Saturday, December 15th, and no appointments are necessary. Good enough just isn't. Ho, ho, ho!
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Mountain Springs Buffet is featuring oven-roasted turkey, ham, and all of your favorite fixings. All you can eat, just $22.95, and kids 3 to 10 are half price. Storytellers will be serving a decadent slow-roasted prime rib, wild Scottish salmon, and of course, a succulent turkey dinner prepared by Chef Audrey DeLuca. Relax with your family at Cliff Castle Casino and let us do the cooking this year. Happy Thanksgiving from Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
Hello, everyone. I'm glad to tell you, yes, I'm still the Vice Mayor and enjoying it very much. But I just want to turn this over to Ms. Marnie Yule. She's got all kinds of really fun information to share with us.
Well, you know, it's that time of year, and for us at the Chamber, Thanksgiving is synonymous with the opening of Valley of Lights because that's always our first night. And Gloria Gross, my events and operations manager, my right hand, and her family always work the donation booth that night. They love it. It's a family tradition for them. But it opens on Thanksgiving night, so it's open 6 to 10 every night until December 30th.
Wait. This is Tuesday. It's almost here.
It's almost here. Two more days. And a lot of the displays have been redone. You know, we're in our 19th year. So a lot of those displays built 18 years ago, are coming on to a little bit of weathering. And so we're replacing a lot of the lights now with new LED lighting. But that's also takes a lot of time. So a lot of changes around. It looks completely new. So again, bring your family and friends. 1 mile drive at Fane Park. But we want to remind you that Tuesday, November 27th, is the holiday stroll through Valley Lights. It is the one night that we close it down to cars and let people walk through it. Last year, it was very interesting. It was our first year, and we anticipated maybe 500 people. Kind of said, let's try this, and had almost 3,000 people. So we've had to make a lot of adjustments this year.
I'm going for 5,000 this year.
Oh, my gosh. Well, and because of that, we've made some changes. We're closing down 2nd Street with the help of the town of Prescott Valley and our partners. Alex, you guys are amazing because this is the time of year that we're really working on things together, helping us close the street down. And then people, you just park and walk to it because we found that they wanted to do that last year anyway because we didn't have enough buses in the transportation. So, we just want to walk. So we're closing it down to make it much more safe, but there will be transportation from the end of Valley of Lights back to the parking area. So, again, please no pets, but that is from 6 to 9 on Tuesday, November 27th at Fane Park. One night only that you can walk through and get those special pictures. And if you've ever been through the tunnel and wanted to look up and see what it looked like, this is the time to do it. So check our website for the map because we do have wonderful map from the town of Prescott Valley, GIS, Larry, and them over there. Beautiful map showing where the parking is. It's along that frontage road or First Street, as it's called, and then on either side of where we'll be closing at 4th and 5th. On 2nd Street. So, again, that's going on. And then, of course, then Friday, are we not busy again, Alex, guys?
Absolutely.
Is the Holiday Festival of Lights Parade, the Civic Center lighting, and it's our big activity where it's Prescott Valley's kickoff to the Christmas and holiday season. And so this year we're excited. We've got three different performing groups coming from the local schools, Coyote Springs Elementary School, Bradshaw Mountain Middle School, and Liberty Traditional School.
And that starts at 5.
Starts at 5 o'clock at the Civic Center, the Theater on the Green. And then Mayor Skoog will give his holiday message, his last one. Laura Lee, I know you're going to be there. And then I always have a fun tradition I started after I got here is let's involve the kids. So I'd read the night before Christmas. And now they can read it with me. They know most of the story, and we pass out candy canes to the kids. And then we do lighting of the Civic Center. Alex, you and you guys, it's just amazing. And this year, I haven't seen it even in, you know, any practice lighting, but I walk through there during the day and see lights everywhere. So I can't wait until we hit the lights. And then after the lights go on, the nightlight parade begins. Right now, we're sitting at 53 entries. So
expecting more, right?
Expecting a beautiful evening. Yeah. It's a lot of fun, but I'll tell you, rain or snow or whatever, the cold, we're out there. The parade goes on, and it's the spirit of the holiday season. So the parade, and then afterwards, you can get photos with Santa at the third floor of the Civic Center. And then the Creative Tree, all the trees that have been the trees and the objects de art, as we were calling them, in the library. You can go and see those and pick your people's choice. So whole evening full of activities. It goes till about 8 o'clock. And we have Cub Scouts selling mistletoe and Girl Scouts selling hot chocolate. So it's our fun kickoff to the Christmas and holiday season. And we're just so proud to work with our partners to put this on. And that's the thing we enjoy.
I have it from good authority that the Arts and Culture Commission has created an entirely new exhibit for, do you want it? Give us a little info.
Pull up my own microphone. Hi, guys.
Hi, it's Lily, everybody.
I am one of our many wonderful Arts and Culture Commissioners. And this year, one of our commissioners. Robert, he's a sculptor, and he put together something incredible and beautiful, and I can't wait for everybody to go out and see it. It is truly spectacular, and I believe we have 38 entries this year.
Good here.
Whoa, and a lot of them are new, and I'm so excited about the extra involvement that we're getting across the Quad Cities. They're not just specific to Prescott Valley, and that's just so exciting to me.
Marnie, is the ruby slipper going to show up?
As I understand, yes, it is.
Oh, good.
Maybe for its final run, but it'll be coming down the parade route. Oh, I do want to tell everybody the parade route is around the Civic Center.
Yes.
So we stage in the Prescott Valley Event Center parking lot, go up that little road. I'm not even sure it has a name, Main Street or
Main
something.
Main Street.
Runs right into Lakeshore, then east on Lakeshore. Around Civic Circle, soon to be called Skook Boulevard, and then back into the parking lot.
Well, and a little tip. I think it's going to be colder this year than it was the last couple of years. So for those of you with younger children, are you aware that you can park in the soon-to-be Skook Boulevard, and you don't have to have your children out in the cold? Because, as Marnie stated, it will go completely around. And so dress warm, everyone. Dress warm.
It's the holidays.
It's the holidays.
Love it.
1 year, my feet got so cold I couldn't feel them, and I had to have help walking.
I know how you feel.
We know. We've been there.
We were out there freezing right with you.
I'm sure.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're ready to talk about our fantastic light show at the Civic Center itself. So, Alex, right now, I'm going to turn it over to you. I want you to introduce yourself. And Phil, almost forgot who you were, Phil.
That's okay.
give your last names, your titles, and your responsibilities, and then do wait till you hear from these guys.
Well, thank you. Of course, my name is Alex Romero. I'm the operations manager for Public Works. Basically, I help a lot with our streets department doing what they're doing over the years. I can give you a little bit of history about how, you know.
All right. We're going to have to take a break. Just go ahead and introduce Phil, and then it'll be time for us.
And then next is the light commander, as we call him.
Yeah, I'm Phil Sternwinter, just a maintenance worker, just overseeing the lighting at the Civic Center.
Okay. We'll have more from Alex and Phil, but right now you're listening to Talk the Town Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM. And worldwide on KQNA.com. Do you think we'll be back? Of course we'll be back!
The open road is waiting for you. At Affinity RV, you get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
What you're about to hear are factory-authorized savings.
The 2018 Toyota models have got to go. At Findlay Toyota Prescott, now is the absolute best time to buy, with the biggest factory rebates and lowest financing rates of the year. 2018 Toyota RAV4, now with $3,000 cash back or 0% for 60 months. 2018 Toyota Tundra, now with $3,000 cash back or 0% for 72 months. 2018 Toyota Highlander, now with $2,500 in factory rebates or 0% for 60 months. Toyota Sienna, now with $3,500 cash back or 0% for 60 months. Get all the style, performance, and value you deserve during the Findlay Toyota Prescott Factory Authorized Clearance Event. Thank you for voting Findlay Toyota Prescott the Daily Courier 2018 Reader's Choice Award for the best automotive dealership. Findlay Toyota Prescott and at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com.
Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
On approved credit, does not include tax, license, title, and 495 doc fees. Must finance through Toyota Financial. Offers expire 12/3/2018.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. No injuries are reported following an attic fire at a home in Dewey Humboldt.
Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority crews responded to the incident in the Prescott Country Club area yesterday morning. Meanwhile, the chapel meeting area at the United Christian Youth Camp has been gutted in a fire. Early Saturday morning, Prescott fire units found the area on Paradise Valley Road fully engulfed with flames extending up to the trees. The 1,500-square-foot building, which was built 30 years ago, had no one inside. Both fires remain under investigation. This is Russ Edwards reporting.
Dewey Humboldt residents can share their comments on a future plan for the town.
Cities and towns are all required to either develop and adopt a new general plan or readopt the current general plan every 10 years. A two-step process has been proposed that involves the mayor and council adopting the current plan for 3 years. A public hearing on the plan process is scheduled for 6:30 tonight in Dewey Humboldt Town Council Chambers, located on Highway 69. Readoption is scheduled for May of next year. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Mostly clearing this evening, chilling to near 32 after bedtime in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, then warming to a mostly sunny 60 tomorrow, a breezy and cloudy 51 Thursday, sunny Friday, a 20% chance for holiday afternoon rain. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a mostly clear overnight low near 36, warming to a mostly sunny 67 tomorrow, a cloudy and breezy 60 Thanksgiving Day, with a 30% chance for rain, 60 again for your sunny Friday high. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott Valley continues on KQ&A.
Prescott Brewing Company's 25th annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. I don't have enough time in a 30-second announcement here, but think yummy house-made Italian sausage, beer-braised bratwurst, and Dewey Hero Sub, a different entree each week of the month. At only $12.99, you can enjoy all four. Check our website or Facebook page for the full rundown, or give us an old-fashioned phone call at 771-2795. Prescott's hometown brewery, Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Thanksgiving has always been a special time for the Barrett family. As we gather around our table, we reflect on how grateful we are for the opportunity to have served Yavapai County for almost 60 years. Your business has allowed us to help others in our community, including the Breast Care Center, 4-H, local veterans groups, and more. And remember, for staying warm, drying your clothes, and yes, even roasting your Thanksgiving turkey, count on the Barretts, just as families have for three generations. You have our name on it. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
Hi, everybody. I'm still here with the fun crew. Yeah, Marnie, Alex, and Phil. But you know what? Marnie and I have been doing all the talking, so we're going to turn it over to Alex right now. But I want to tell you, I invited them today because they're the hardest working crew that we have in the town of Prescott Valley. And they're going to tell you what they've been working hard at. Take it away, Alex.
Well, thank you. We kind of ended on a little bit of history of how the lighting ever started. It started back in 1975 out in the frontage road, if you guys ever remember that. You know, we had a row of trees. They're still out there as best as they can be. And that's what used to be our Christmas lighting.
Oh.
And then we ended up going into the Civic Center. It got built, and we started little by little. Our crews with Phil and all the guys, they just take pride and joy in doing what they're doing out there with those Christmas lights. You know, I've never seen a bunch of grown men or young men have that much fun.
I want to give a little piece of history. The Civic Center opened in 1999, and you've been doing this before that.
Yes. I know the history of it because I used to have friends that were working for the town that are now gone. But I started in 1993, and I've been doing it ever since.
See, and I'm a local, born and raised, so born in 82, and I've been to the light parades and the lightings since then, so
The hard work that our crew does, and the, how do I say,
all the detail.
The details.
All the planning.
The planning for that. You know, and they come up with a different display every year. They try to come up with something every year. Every year it's something new. And every year I see the all you guys going, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And please come down and see our lighting. It is beautiful.
And it's also on every night through New Year's,
That is correct.
The big kickoff is November 30th, but come every night, and you got to drive all around the whole thing.
You do.
And you really almost need to get out of your car and walk.
And they love it.
Because it's so beautiful.
It is.
How many new designs? Because I saw two. Is there more than that?
Oh, there might be just two. A lot was spent on upgrades and replacements this year. The sun just bakes the lines out on those things, so upgrading is important. But, yeah, there's a couple new things, new things out there, and a couple of theme changes here and
yeah.
there.
Ooh.
Yeah, so.
Well, I don't know what you call the running icicles, but I saw extra one of those already this year that I hadn't seen before.
Yeah, Phil and his crew, they just come up with, you know, more. We get a budget to buy more. But like he said, we're fixing a lot of it, you know, because it does get wore out.
Mm-hmm.
But Phil can tell you, you know, how long it takes for us to do that and the man hours that, you know, our crew spends out there.
It varies. I can give a rough picture.
Okay, well, do you happen to know how many trees you decorate?
No. A lot.
I'm going to count sometime because it's a lot. You're
I think most all of them are decorated.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been here since 2006 and watched the evolution of more lights every year and then the buildings and when the library was built and the lights on the library, and then now the police station is, the police department is lit up, you know, just.
And Lake Valley. And.
Lakeshore Median.
Sure.
I bet you I always say you can see it from space. You guys do an amazing job, and I am so proud.
The main thing
of you,
I think you can
community.
See from space is the star on top of the main tree.
Yeah.
Ridiculous amount of lights on that, and a big thanks to the two guys who put it together, which was Dakota Collins and Garrett Gummer when he was still with us.
Nice. Oh, thank
they
you
put that
for
one
giving
together.
Them a. Hey, you.
And while I'm on that spiel, I may as well finish off because really I'm not the one who does all the work. And I'd like to thank my crew, not my crew, but the guys that work with me.
The crew.
And I'll start off Jacob Warner, Kenny Bowman, Ryan Mena, Angel Casillas, Doris Bloor, Rafael Zapeda. And the next ones that I'm going to thank don't work with the lights as much, but if they're not doing their job where they're doing it, we can't do our job. And that'd be Clinton Teller, Dakota Collins, Jordan Fagelman, Bruce Handley, and Jim Crow. And I can't thank them without thanking the people who back me up every year, which would be Norm Davis, Alex Romero, and my supervisor, Greg Bryan.
Do you get it, people? That's a huge amount of people creating our Christmas fantasy land.
And I can't thank them enough. They make what I have to do up there incredibly easy.
And, you know, Laura, as an ops manager, I'm very proud of my crew. Mm-hmm. Our crew.
Our crew, you're right. Our crew.
They really, really take pride in what they do. They work hard. They're energetic. They want to be part of the Christmas display. They want to, you know, show themselves, look what we've done. And I invite all the people, you know, from all Yavapai County, come see our display because it's amazing. Mm-hmm. It really is amazing. And how they put them together and, you know, of course, he kind of, you know, freaks out, you know, 2 minutes prior to turning the lights on because, you know, he's
yes,
worried.
Yes, if you want to see somebody on the verge of a heart attack, look at me 2 minutes before we flip the switch.
Okay, so here we are. Let's set the scenario, Philip, because I'm out there and I'm out there with the mayor, and usually we have Vice Mayor Laura Lee. She's out with us, a whole group of people, and we get all the crowd and we're counting 10. Now, about what time do you start getting a little worried?
Mine comes when the mayor gets up there. That's when I'm starting to freak a little bit. And I'm starting to pace back and forth, and you'll slowly see me slink up onto the stage to the panels. But.
Well, I'm going to notify the paramedics. I think they need to be standing by.
No, I'll make it. You know,
well, let's talk a little bit about detail. You can't tell me how many trees exactly because there's too many. There's way too many strings of lights, but give me a picture so we can understand the amount of supplies that this requires.
Okay, well, I came up with a good way to describe that. So if you'd imagine a two-car garage and imagine 55-gallon trash barrels, imagine that full, double stacked. So that's how much is going up at the Civic Center.
How do you keep the strands all straightened out?
Yeah. Funny enough, there's an easy trick to that. If anybody wants to figure this out at home and doesn't want tangled lights, You just wrap them around your hand. That's all you do. You take the whole strand, wrap it around your hand, and the next time you just take them out, and they never get tangled. Almost never.
That's too easy. I needed something more difficult. I'm going to have to try that.
No.
I've always wondered that. So a couple of years ago, I came out, and they were all working, and I thought, I'm going to go up on that third floor, that outdoor balcony, so I won't be intrusive because they were in another part, and see what happens when they open those barrels. And sure enough, it's just like you said, they just reach in and they just pull what looked like a lump to me, but it wasn't.
They just kind of unfold.
Unfold.
It's magic.
And, you know, we got to talk safety, too, whenever we do our displays, you know, because they're up in a big bucket truck. You know, and you got people up in the bucket truck, people down on the ground, and it can be, you know, it can be a safety issue if you're not, you know, thinking safety. And this is something that Phil and the guys are really big on. We talk about that all the time, is, you know, how to stay safe and do our job so we can do it every year and have a great display just like you guys are seeing.
Okay, who or maybe a team creates the new designs each year?
That's everybody that I just read off on the top of this list.
Have input?
Everybody has input.
How do they agree?
We don't.
Oh, you don't? Well, give me a scenario about that.
Well,
you have an idea. Someone says, well, I don't think that'll work. Tell me how that goes.
I'm the axe.
Oh.
No, I'm joking. No, it's really, we don't get any bad ideas. Everybody has a good idea on what to do.
Well, I'm talking workable.
It's just logistics that come down to it. Do I have enough power at this location to make that happen or whatever else? So I guess in the end, I am kind of the axe. But.
Yeah, you know, and that's what it takes. You know, that's, you know, what's there, you know, what we can do. And then every year, we try to upgrade. We try to get more power. I remember we used to have a bunch of spider boxes at one time.
Yes.
We don't have that anymore.
You know. Explain a spider box. Some of us haven't a clue.
Go ahead.
Oh, well,
I
basically,
know what that is.
It's just a junction box. A 50-amp cable runs to it, plugs in, gives you regular outlets.
Okay, 50 amps. So how many of those do we need?
Well, now we're down to two.
And how many amps are two?
100 amps altogether. But, of course, it's almost kind of... We've been able to work it out so I don't need the boxes as much anymore.
Okay.
Because this new style light, of course, being LED, doesn't draw as much power, right. So I can just keep going and going and going.
Okay, listeners, do you wonder why I wanted these gentlemen and Marnie here? That's a lot of effort, a lot of labor, a lot of hours, a lot of sore limbs, and I wanted you to doubly appreciate when you go walk through the valley or drive through the valley of lights, because they go through pretty much the same. You want to address that a little bit, Marnie?
Well, this year has been specifically challenging for Jeff Schaefer and our Master of Lights, and we work with the Public Works because there's a roadway that's drawn, and they take care of that for us. Well, how many times, Alex, is it washed out now with the rains we had back in October?
A few times.
Yeah, a few times. And we'd just be, you guys would be out there, clear the culverts, and everything's ready to go. And we'd have another rain. And it was just one of those challenging years that happens that now we're praying for completely wonderful weather from Thanksgiving on, so that it remains so and people can enjoy Valley of Lights. But it's a lot. And again, I know LED is a lot better light to use, and replacing things and upgrading is so important for also the safety factor.
Right.
You don't want to keep using those old lights. We always say, even at home, throw those old light cords away and get new ones. And here we're still trying to do some of ours. So fortunately, Jeff understands safety. He's a master electrician, so he takes good care of it. But again, that's always constant, the repairs and upgrades too in that.
And you know, Marnie, it's always a pleasure to partner up with Chamber of Commerce. And you know,
love you guys
it is.
Too.
I think we work
we're
together.
We're buds.
We work together, you know, good. And you know, the town just likes to be part of everything. So once we all get done with everything, we always go. Right on. Great. We love what we do out there.
We don't take you for granted. We appreciate all the help because we could not do it without you.
Because I work with Jeff Schaefer also, and he's a nice man.
It's a town community chamber effort. It really is.
You know, Marnie, I know you'll agree with me. We're talking about unsung heroes here.
Oh, I agree. People don't know what it takes to put on something like we're getting ready to do now. Lighting the Civic Center, the Valley of Lights, and running Valley of Lights, all of the people at the end of the, that we have donations.
And all of the volunteers. Yeah.
So that's people 4 hours a night every night giving up their time to help make this holiday season special for people. It's wonderful.
Since it's technically my show and I pick my guests, there's a reason why I wanted this group of people. I want the citizens to have a full understanding and appreciation of how difficult it is, time-consuming, labor-intensive. Couldn't manage it without the volunteers. So here's where I'm going with that litany. When you, particularly if you come out on the 30th, we'll have more crew around. You'll recognize them. You'll be able to tell who they are. I want you to wave and say thanks. I want you to acknowledge them. And when you go through the Valley of Lights, I want you to thank the volunteers. We don't take our volunteers lightly. We don't take our hardworking town crew lightly. We deeply, deeply appreciate you. And can you hear the enthusiasm? I don't want to bring us down here. We got a lot of fun energy and we want to keep that going.
That is correct.
And on that note, I'd like to thank all the people that have walked up through the Civic Center, seeing everybody on that list that I read working, and went out of their way just to come up and say thank you, or everything looks great, love it every year, thanks a bunch.
Yes, yes.
They weren't solicited to do so. They just came up on their own.
And I hear from the different employees in the town, community development, the chamber, council, mayor. Mayor always comes up to me and says, what a great job. But you guys have always been that way. Very supportive of us, you know, and getting the work done and making Prescott Valley special.
Yeah. Well, speaking of supportive, I bet Marnie will join me on this. They're always making the Valley of Lights different and vital and stimulating. I'll let Marnie start. Marnie, what would you like to have that maybe you don't have now for the Valley of Lights?
Well, next year we'll be celebrating 20 years. Ooh. So we're looking at a variety of new things to upgrade, enhance, obviously a new display, but some other things that are in the works that we will unveil and have a very special night next year. But 20 years next year of Valley of Light. So we're looking at some kind of maybe a special kickoff event.
Wow. Well, you just got a little sneak peek verbally of things to come. Alex and Phil, what would you like to have that maybe we haven't funded yet? Don't think too long. We can't have dead air.
I wouldn't change anything. This is the best crew and the best people to work with, and we always have all the help that we need, and I always have all the support I need.
Yes.
And I can't say enough about the people.
How about new lights? How about new lights? New designs?
Yes, and a good candidate would be the new police expansion.
Perfect. That's where I was going to go, but I didn't want to say it myself. That's too dark over there for me.
We're already eyeballing it.
Yes.
That'll be the next one that we display, and we'll see what we come up with. And
okay, you're listening to Talk the Town Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide at KQNA.com. You better believe we'll be back.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
Hi there, everyone. Well, we come down to our closing moments, and let's start with Marnie. What do you want to share really quick with us, Marnie?
I just want to say that as we enter this Thanksgiving holiday in a couple of days, I'm thankful of all the blessings I have in my life in the chamber and the community I live in. But everybody, when we open Valley of Lights, thanking the sponsors, the volunteers, everybody who's a part of that, and our partnerships when we go into the Holiday Festival of Lights. So I hope, come on out and enjoy both of them, November 30th, Holiday Festival of Lights. Come out, come up and see us, say hi. We're down there in the audience watching the things the kids sing, and it's just a wonderful way to celebrate and support Prescott Valley's kickoff to the Christmas and holiday season. So to everyone, a happy Thanksgiving.
Last year, I literally saw a couple of buses that went down the Valley of Lights, went around the Civic Circle.
Oh,
Alex, what would you like to close
well,
us out with?
Well, I'm just really proud to be part of this whole atmosphere, you know, the holiday atmosphere, you know, putting up the lights, you know, getting ready for Thanksgiving, getting ready for Christmas, and being part of the display.
Yes.
And one short little thing. I forgot one thing. I would like to thank, of course, my wife Amber and my son Oliver for being a support through sometimes some rough days coming home. Not a bad day, but
worn out.
So thank you both.
Well, I just want you to know, as a resident, as a grandma, a great-grandma, and as the vice mayor, I am so proud of my community all year long. But I'm never prouder than when we light up our Valley of Lights and our Civic Center, because people from way beyond our area. Marnie knows. She's got the numbers. The numbers are big, aren't they, Marnie?
Oh, they're very big. You average about 11,000 cars.
Yeah, 11,000 cars. Well, as those of you who live faithfully, listen faithfully, I always like to end with a food for thought. If your actions inspire others to dream more, to learn more, do more, and become more, then you are a leader. And you're going to be surprised. I'm old, and John Quincy Adams told me that personally. So I just want you to inspire one another. I want you to enjoy your family, your friends, and I want you to be peaceable. And I'm going to suggest no political conversations around the Thanksgiving Day.
Agree.
Let's have a rule. So thank you, everybody. You're fabulous. Goodbye, all.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.